golly! Can somebody help me figure out how to silence this thing? I've been told that it bothers some people. Anyone else have this problem with their watch? No? Aw, nuts.
Oh, speaking of bothersome problems, Dr. Peterson, are you still annoyed that Dr. Campbell has a higher room number than yours?
What? Oh, no, I was just making, you know, conversation. I also don't really mind that Dr. Iverson has a lower room number. But you know, as far as rooms go, someday I'd really like to move into room 8. I just think it's a little bigger than the other rooms.
I fully agree. I've also been hoping to move there someday. But I don't think the teacher with the 4th period break is going to give up room 8.
Why not be happy with what you have? Me, I am perfectly fine where I already am, teaching in room with number less than 6.
Hey, I read in The Seeker that the administration is thinking about changing the current robotics break period to an earlier period in the day. Has anyone heard anything about that?
I haven't. But I do wonder whether a shakeup in the schedule could maybe affect Charlie, who's always complaining that his break does not occur during period 2 or 3 when his favorite soap operas are on.
Hey, guys, you know what I like about our little quintet here? The men all sound like men and have manly names. Alfred, Charlie, Ulysses, and the women all sound like women and have feminine names. Isn't that just refreshing, Dr. Campbell?
Yeah, Kimberly, I guess you could call that refreshing.